The seventh practice, humbly asking for transformation. Seeking help from the great mystery. Having prepared ourselves for release, we now engage in the ceremony of asking. With humility, Dabat and Diziwin, we request that the patterns which have caused harm be removed and that we be transformed. Indigenous ceremony is not symbolic theater, but a technology for change. The sweat lodge, the vision quest, the purification rituals, all are methods for moving beyond the boundaries of the ego and connecting to transformative power. We approach this practice not as supplication to a distant deity, but as participation in the living intelligence of the universe. The wolf teaches humility through its relationship with the pack and the land. It does not imagine it can transform itself through willpower alone. It relies on forces beyond itself, the cooperation of the pack, the migrations of prey, the cycles of the seasons. We ask humbly because we have learned that pride and self-sufficiency have failed us. We ask sincerely because half measures will not bring lasting change. We ask in whatever way aligns with our understanding of the great mystery, through prayer, through ceremony, through meditation, through the intention of the heart. The asking is not passive waiting. It is active surrender, releasing our grip so that transformation can occur, like a seed that must break open in darkness before it can grow toward light. We trust the process, even when we cannot see the result. Daily practice. In a place of stillness, make your request known. Speak aloud or in the silence of your heart. I humbly ask that these patterns be removed. Transform me. Make me useful to my relations.